times that I have listened to or made others listen to, conversations that draw us away from you, and for the countless evil conversations that creatures engage in. I promise you that every time I find myself in danger of hearing inappropriate talk, and I'm about to drown out your voice that speaks loudly into my heart, I will cry immediately, Jesus and Mary, I commend my soul to you. Oh, my Jesus, I kiss your most holy face, pale, bruised, and covered with blood. I ask your forgiveness for all the jeers, insults, and outrages that you receive, for all the times that vile creatures tread your most holy face underfoot, afflicting you with their sins. I promise you that every time I am tempted not to give you glory, love, and adoration, I will cry immediately, Jesus and Mary, I commend my soul to you. Oh, my Jesus, I kiss your most sacred mouth. You have already breathed your last breath, and as I approach you, I see your mouth all parched and embittered. I ask your pardon for all the times that I have offended you with my sinful conversations, and for as many times as I have grieved you and increased your thirst. I promise you that whenever the thought comes to me to say things that could offend you, I will immediately cry out, Jesus and Mary, I commend my soul to you. Oh, my Jesus, I kiss your most holy neck. I still see the marks of the chains and ropes that cut and oppress you. I ask forgiveness for the bonds and the attachments of so many souls, which form ropes and chains for your most sacred neck. I promise you that whenever I feel disturbed by attachments, desires, or affections that are not entirely for you, I will cry immediately, Jesus and Mary, I commend my soul to you.
Thank you, Barbara. So there we have, in a way, it's a continuation of Jesus' prayer when he commends his soul into the hands of his eternal Father. So what Louisa does is makes her own prayer of commending her soul to Jesus and Mary. And so often in the hours of the Passion, we'll have Louisa venerating, adoring parts of the body of Jesus, you know, his sacred humanity that is infused with his divinity. And she does that as a means, as we can see here, to make reparation. One of the big words in this wonderful life of the divine will is to make reparation. And she makes reparation under each one of these parts of the corpus of Jesus. With thorns for our thoughts of pride or ambition or self-esteem. So that, and then she makes an intercession that way, so that she says every time a thought comes that is not for Jesus, but it's for my own self, my own glory or my own ambition, that she says, when I feel that I might be on the verge of offending you, she'll pray, Jesus and Mary, I commend my soul to you. It's a great, we call those ejaculations in the old days, just a little fervorino, a little way to call our minds, our hearts back to the Lord. And I've actually learned to say this one often because it's such a beautiful one that, when we commend our souls to Jesus and his Heavenly Mother, it brings a lot of peace to us, you know, that we don't often have the power on our own, to fight sin. I believe it was Saint Maximilian Kolbe that said, you know, God gave the power over sin to his Blessed Mother, really. She's the one who tramples the head of Satan under her feet. And so we need to rely on her and, of course, on Jesus, our Savior, to deliver us from temptation or from evil, whatever it be. And also, when we go to make reparation, we don't, again, it's not a power we have of our own. Jesus has made reparation. Jesus has done it once and for all by his life, death, and resurrection. So when we try to make up for our own sins or the sins of humanity, We can only do that because Jesus has done it. We say, Jesus, I just want that to take place now in me by my own offering of my own sharing in your passion and your suffering, so that the Father can be glorified and we can make reparation for all the sins of our own lives and the sins of humanity. So it's a beautiful way to pray that we learn here in the hours of the Passion. It continues in many different hours that Luis is meditating, where she venerates Jesus in this way. And it really becomes what's called a round of redemption. That is a way that we can enter into the suffering, death, and the resurrection of Jesus, so that we repeat his life and we bring to earth all the blessings and benefits that Jesus has gained and won for us. So we'll ask Leela now to, let's see if Father Duane has any comments on that before we continue reading. Father Duane, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, and so I'm just soaking it all in and listening to you people, so therefore feel very free to have Leland to continue on.
All right, so Leland will continue now. We might get to the end of it, we'll see. So we continue with the 2 p.m. hour.
My Jesus, I kiss your most holy back. As you lay nailed to the cross, I can easily see how they mangled your most holy body. How deep are the wounds and how they hurt, made worse as they are by the cold. I ask your pardon, Jesus, for the countless illicit satisfactions and innumerable sins committed with our five senses. I promise you that every time the thought comes to me to take some pleasure or satisfaction that is not for your glory, I will cry immediately, Jesus and Mary, I commend my soul to you. My Jesus, I kiss your most holy breast. I feel it gasping and out of breath. So strong is the love that consumes you, that like a red-hot iron, it burns whoever touches you. Oh, Jesus, I ask your pardon for all the coldness, indifference, apathy, and horrendous ingratitudes that you receive from creatures. I promise you that whenever I grow cold in your love, I immediately cry out, Jesus and Mary, I commend my soul to you. My Jesus, I kiss your most sacred hands. They enclose all our actions and your most holy works and the most bitter pains you have endured. You atone for our sins. Jesus, I ask your forgiveness for all the evil and indifferent works, and for the countless acts made evil by self-love or self-admiration. I promise you that whenever the thought comes to me not to work solely for your love, I will immediately cry out, Jesus and Mary, I commend my soul to you. Oh, my Jesus, I kiss your most holy feet. I ask your pardon for innumerable steps in the past taken without a right intention. I ask pardon for the many souls who abandon you to seek earthly pleasures. I promise you that whenever the thought comes to me to move away from your most holy feet, that I will immediately cry out, Jesus and Mary, I commend my soul to you. Oh, Jesus, I kiss your most holy sacred heart, and as I do so, I enclose myself in it. These are the final instants of your mortal life, and you would like to gather all souls in your hands and take them with you. But Jesus, mine, as I enclose myself into your heart, I take first place in it, and together with your love, your suffering, and your will, I intend to enclose it in all souls that you have redeemed, so that everyone may be saved, excluding none. My Jesus, nothing is denied in one's last moments as you are about to draw your last breath. I ask you the grace to allow me to die with you, or at least to grant me your heart as my chamber, your blood as my drink, all of you as my food. Otherwise, how could I live without you? Oh, Jesus, enclose me in your heart and close the doors for me so that I may see nothing but you. I promise you that every time I am tempted to leave your sacred heart, I will immediately cry out, Jesus and Mary, I give you my heart and my soul.
So there we have the conclusion of the 2 p.m. hour, concluding with that beautiful refrain, Jesus and Mary, I commend my soul to you. Great prayer for us to pray as we enter Holy Week and as we commemorate all of the last 24 hours of Jesus' life and all that he suffered for us. And underneath it all and running through it is a sense of joy and the joy comes from knowing that we are doing with Jesus what he has done for us and what he continues to do for us and through the church. And that joy is really what this is all about. As Father said at the end of the word, surrender is rejoice, because as we commend our lives to God, there is a joy and a peace, surrender and serenity that can fill us. And so, again, a wonderful way for us to enter Holy Week with that spirit of surrendering to God's love and to his joy. Together with our Blessed Mother, she's there faithfully at the foot of the cross, standing there with Jesus, suffering with him, faithful to the end. And which will bring us then to the last hour, which we will pray on Holy Saturday, a week from today, which is the last hour, the 4 p.m. hour, where Mary buries her son. She is with him there in the tomb. Very beautiful hour, which will conclude for us the 24 hours. So here we have simply again Louisa continuing to venerate the various parts of the corpus of Jesus to Louisa venerating them, reminding us too that, you know, we shouldn't be afraid of that kind of devotion, of that kind of intimacy with Christ. After all, that's how he saved us, and that's how he calls us to be one with him, not just through his humanity or in his humanity, but through the divinity that reigns there, which is the way that we too can come to reign with him. So we're nearing the end of our time. If Father Duane has a few concluding words for us as we go into Holy Week this year, Father Duane.
Yes, as we go into Holy Week, how we have to be open in our heart to allow the Spirit of the Lord to lead us and to guide us, and particularly to turn away from all forms of selfishness and to allow ourselves to be used as an instrument of the Lord in intercession, interceding for people. Means that we will be in prayer for them, offering up our crosses and difficulties, but also to have a listening heart. My, what a listening heart Louisa Picaretta had, listening to the Lord and receiving all that she received, and therefore writing all those 36 books, but for us to listen to hearts of our friends, to other people, in order to get into practice of having a sensitive heart and spirit.
That's right. And as you're speaking, I'm thinking of, you know, what we call, it's a big word, the universal dimension of living in the divine will, which means everything we do is for everyone and for all souls to come to know, love, and possess this great gift of the divine will. And so especially as we commemorate Holy Week, the events of the death and resurrection of Jesus, it's great for us, as you say, to remember we don't do it for ourselves. We never do anything in the church just for ourselves. Certainly we benefit, but to carry those souls in our hearts and all of the lives, especially so many in our world who don't know God, who don't know Christ, who don't know forgiveness, who are filled with hatred or evil kinds of behavior, that we just ask God to just transform the world, to convert all hearts and bring them all into his own sacred heart. As this hour concludes, Jesus and Mary, I give you my heart and my soul on behalf of all souls from the beginning of time, Adam and Eve, till the last ones on earth. And so we'll just conclude now with a blessing. If Father Duane wants to join me, we just say, may Almighty God bless you and keep you always in the heaven, the kingdom of his holy will, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We again wish you all a most blessed and fruitful Holy Week, sacred Holy Week coming up. And also to remember, if you do have questions, you can send them by email to divinewillquestions@gmail.com. So again, God bless you, and we look forward to being with you next week.
Right.